think somewhere there's a zoo with an empty cage.
Save it for the paying customers.
Sorry, dude. I love this song.
I know you do.
What happens when he hates it?
All right, guys, be honest. What do you think of the new band?
You guys are so
I like
good.
It. It's really good.
No, you sound great. You guys have a name yet?
Yes, we finally picked out the perfect name. Hot Daddy and the Monkey Puppets.
It's weird. Sick. It's perfect.
Uncle Jesse?
Yeah, Shorty?
Didn't you like my name for the band? Uncle Jesse and the Sunflowers.
Yeah, no, I like the name. It's just that the band didn't want to wear those big pedal hats.
Big gig tomorrow. Good job, Chucky. Good job. Oh, Mongo. Very, very important. Please, try to get some sleep tonight.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Mongo. Mongo.
Holy bejeepers, Danny. Whoa, that was a good one. You got me there. Okay, now I'll hide and scare you, okay?
Joey, this is not a game. I just saw DJ kissing that maniac viper. I think they've been sneaking around doing that for weeks. And you know what? I'm going to put a stop to it right now.
Oh, Danny, I wouldn't make a big deal about it. Nothing makes a kid want to do something more than if their parents say they can't.
Yeah, you're right. That makes a lot of sense.
Of course it does. Look, example. When I was younger, my parents forbid me to eat mud.
And I suppose you defied them.
Well, let's just say that I missed my high school prom. Dirt poisoning.
We gotta find DJ's diary. I know she has a new boyfriend.
Look at this. It's Uncle Jesse's band.
That's it.
She's dating the Monkey Puppets?
It's one of them. But which one? DJ's coming. Quick. How many times have I told you little Snoops to stay out of my room? How many times have you lied to Dad lately? What are you talking about?
Last night you told Daddy you were with Kimmy. But we're not buying it.
Yeah, you didn't get home till 9:30. And at 9 o'clock, we heard Gibbler and her tub singing I'm Too Sexy for My Soap.
So unless you're scrubbing her bony back, you're out with somebody else.
Get a life, okay? You can split it between the two of you.
But I'm just...
Please, just stay out of my room. Ha. They didn't find it.
Guys, I'm sorry. The roadie I hired flaked out. I'm trying to find another one.
Great. Where are we going to find a sucker to haul all this stuff for no money?
Hey, guys.
Joseph. Joseph, my very, very dear good friend. Listen, the boys and I were talking, and we realized we need, like, a quality comedian to open up for us this weekend. You interested?
Well, I gotta check my date book. Wait a minute. I don't have a date book. I'm your man.
JoJo, we're going to have so much fun.
All right,
fun.
Sure.
Hey, as long as you're coming, could you carry some of this
stuff?
Sure,
sure. Good. I got some new bits.
Oh, Chris, what are you going to do? Do a little Bob Hope this weekend.
Yeah,
huh?
That'll be wild.
Yeah. Great. What else you got?
I'll do Joe Pesci as a potato. What are you going to do, scallop me?
Good, yeah. That's funny.
I'm thinking now. Are you going to mash me, pal? Yeah.
That's going to be funny. You're going to be funny, Joe.
Becky, it's just a weekend. Why do you need all this luggage?
Well, only this one's mine. All the rest are Jesse's hair care supplies.
Well, Beck, I'm so glad you and the boys are coming along. I can't wait to share the thrill of the road with you and finally see what I've been talking about all these years. And every day is like, it's like an adventure. You're gonna love it. I'm so excited.
Let's hit the road.
You heard them. Load them up.
Come on, guys. Go follow Daddy.
I'll help you guys out.
Viper says, hang a second. He wants to talk to you.
All right, we have a winner.
DJ's secret boyfriend is Mongo. Ooh, if they get married, she'll be Mrs. Mongo.
Yeah, and if they have kids, they'll be Mongeese.
Viper!
Hey, babe. Hey. So you gonna come up and see me play this weekend?
I want to, but I haven't figured out what I'm gonna tell my dad yet.
How about see you Monday?
I wanna tell him, not kill him.
Come on, DJ, I hate sneaking around like this. We care about each other. I think we ought to tell your dad where we're at.
Deej, cool it. String bean at 12 o'clock.
Viper.
Hey.
The guys would like to see you out there, away from, in here.
Right.
I was just giving Viper the cookies I make for the band. No monkey puppet in particular.
How you doing?
I'm dandy.
Good.
Kimmy, what are you doing this weekend? Going to the landfill with my pa to shoot rats? Wrong. You're going with me to see Viper. But Deej, it's father-daughter weekend at the dump. Free ammo. Kimmy, I know you look forward to this every year, but you've got to come with me so my dad won't be suspicious. Okay, but any roadkill goes home to Pop.
Beck, this is the best part of the road, the motel life. Number 8, my favorite room. Check this out.
Come on, guys.
See? Look at this. Isn't this, nice?
It's charming. Although I'm guessing there are no mints on the pillow.
No, but there's a lifesaver stuck to the lampshade. I probably left it there years ago. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. Have some fun. All right, boys. Very good. It's, it's a little funkier than I remember. But the best part is the view. You guys are going to love the view. There's this beautiful lake. Right behind that ugly wall.
Manny says not to leave the equipment in the car. Seems, this neighborhood's not as nice as these lovely rooms would suggest.
Why are you putting it in here?
It's the only place it'll fit. We got 5 guys sharing a room half this size.
Can we watch TV, Daddy? Please, 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 please.
Yes, 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 yes. Just grab the remote.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's good thinking. Why would you want a remote that you could carry around with you, or one that even works for that matter?
Oh, well, look, you need a quarter to work the TV.
Let's play.
No, 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 honey, it's not an earthquake. It's a vibrating bed. Seems the wires are crossed. Well, now, wait a second. If a quarter in the TV turns the bed on, then...
Ooh.
That's a good thing to know.
Anyone got change for 20?
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay, if Kimmy and I drive up to see Uncle Jesse play, we'll get a room tonight and be back tomorrow. Thanks, see ya.
Hold it.
Oh, don't worry, we'll pay for gas.
DJ, you must think I'm completely clueless. I know that you're driving up to see Viper right now. I know all about you two.
You do?
I saw you both kissing the other day.
Why were you spying on me?
Why were you sneaking around?
Because I know how you feel about Viper. You're always putting him down. You called him an animal.
Deej, look at him. He's the reason they invented restraining orders.
See, you're doing it again.
I just don't think he's the kind of guy that you should be going out with.
Dad, I'm almost 18, a senior in high school. You can't exactly tell me who to date.
I'm not telling you who to date. I'm telling you who not to date.
See, I knew you'd flip out.
I am not flipping out. I'll tell you another thing I'm not doing. I'm not giving you my car keys so you can drive up and see this guy.
Fine. I'll go in Kimmy's.
Now I'm flipping out.
Yeah, wish I'd brought more quarters.
All right. Dinner is served.
Cheesy puffs, cupcakes, and candy? What happened to Eats and Gas?
Well, there's plenty of gas, but Eats was closed. In 1989.
Candy for dinner?
No, son, you know the rules. No candy until you eat your cheesy puffs. There you go.
Oh, I knew I smelled cheesy pup goodness.
Yeah. Right here, Joe.
There you go.
Where are the rest of the monkey puppets?
Back of the room playing Earthquake.
Jess, you were right, man. I mean, life on the road is totally cool.
Hey, Viper, wake up and smell the mildew. This is nothing like it used to be, you know? Everything has changed. Except for the sheets.
Honey, maybe you're the one that's changed. I mean, let's face it, this place was never Caesar's palace.
It used to be fun, you know. Now it's gross. I don't know. What's happened to me?
You got old, man.
You're right. You're right, I did get old. I mean, driving up here, I had my left blinker on for 62 miles. I mean, what's next? I'll be wearing my pants up around my chest? Running around asking kids to pull my finger? Got this ringing in my ear now.
It's the telephone.
Talk to me.
Jess, DJ is on her way up there right now. Steph, Michelle, get down here.
So DJ's coming up to see the show. What's the big deal?
Well, she's not just coming up to see the show, Jess. She's coming up to see Viper. They've been dating. Girls, get in the car right away, okay?
Can I get some juice before we go?
No beverages at all. We're not stopping for anything. Get in the car. Let's go. Look, Jesse, I'm coming up there right now.
Danny, please. Now calm down. Take a deep breath. Very good. Now listen, the most important thing is don't do anything rash, okay?
Okay.
Viper, you're fired.
Sorry, dude. I didn't know it was your cupcake.
It had nothing to do with a cupcake, dude. You know the rule. No dating my family.
There's no rule about that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, all in favor? You're out. And stay away from my niece.
Look, you can throw me out of the band. You can't tell me how to live my life, okay? I'll see you, Pops.
Pops? And give back my cupcake. Thank you.
Testing, 1, 2. Oh, that's not the wind, that's my grandpa. Oh, that's not the wind. Oh.
I hope you're not planning on singing crud like that tonight.
Actually, I'm the comic/roadie. I'll be opening for Hot Daddy and the Monkey Puppets tonight.
What is this monkey garbage? Tonight is polka night. I book Big Papa and the Polka Puppies.
There's been a horrible mix-up.
Oh, it's gonna be hard. horrible, all right? I got busloads of polka fans coming here tonight, and they're going to be real angry if they're not dancing to a fat guy in shorts playing oompa.
And who could blame them?
Ah.
Excuse me for just a second. Jess.
What?
Did you ever take tuba lessons?
What are you talking about?
Oh, we got a situation here.
Uncle Jesse.
I'll get back to you on the tuba talk. This is DJ. I'm glad you're here. I got to talk to you about Viper.
What, did my dad call? Was he flipping out?
Yeah, he was, but don't worry. Your Uncle Jay calmed him down.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Jesse. At least somebody in this family's cool.
Yeah.
Where's Viper?
I fired him.
You fired him? What, just because I'm dating him?
Come on, Deej, I did it for your own protection. I know guys like this. He's a musician, you know? He's young, he's wild, he's got an earring. Oh, my God, I'm starting to sound like my father.
Actually, you're more like my mother.
Oh, yeah, right. Like I make dry pot roast and talk back to Matlock.
What I mean is, do you think my mother was happy when I started dating you?
Mm-hmm.
No. I had to show her that there was more to you than long hair, rock and roll, and a Harley.
Well, yeah, there's more to Viper, too. Yeah. Have you seen him in tight jeans?
Hey, Kimmy. Free pickled pig feet at the bar.
I'm there.
Hey, hey, hey!
Speaking of polkas...
Nobody was speaking of polkas.
Perhaps we should.
Why aren't you in your polka costume?
Why aren't you in Brooklyn?
Come on, come on. The buses are here. Huh? Look, they're here.
Is there a dress code we're not aware of?
You're the band, and you're going to be playing polkas.
Listen, Jocko. I may be getting old, but I'm still young enough to rock and roll. And there's no way that I'm getting up on that stage playing any silly, stinking polkas, all right?
Huh?
And another thing. Anybody caught dead in these outfits ought to be taken out and back and... And given an award for their fine, fine sense of fashion. Why you look handsome today? Listen, I would love to play a rousing rendition of a hopping polka for you, but gosh darn it, my tuba's out getting detailed.
No problem. I have a room full of polka supplies. You're out of excuses, pal.
Well, I can help you out here, Jess.
Viper.
Hey, babe. I was hoping you'd be here.
Hey, how are you going to help Goldilocks?
Well, I play a little polka. Yeah, my dad used to have a band. Big Hinds and the Polka Dots.
Wait a minute. Were you the kid with the little accordion?
Yeah, that was me. Tiny Hinds.
Wait a minute. You helped me out even though I kicked you out of the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, Tiny.
Let's just stick with Viper.
Right. Listen, guys, I'm sorry I lost my head over this whole thing between you two. So preoccupied about getting old, I forgot what it's like to be young. And I'd love to have you back in the band.
You got it.
Well, I'm glad we're all happy now. But if we don't start to hear some oopapa soon, this crowd's gonna turn ugly.
I think it's already turning.
All right, I'm about to say something I'm sure Elvis never said.
Let's polka, baby.
See, Deej, everything worked out just fine.
You might want to hold that thought.
Dad, we need to talk about me and Viper.
You're dating Viper?
We thought you were dating Mongo. Me and Mongo? What are you, insane? Now, see, this is exactly what happens when you hide your diary.
Okay, you want to talk to me about you and Viper? Let's talk. I'm listening.
Dad, I'm sorry I ran out like that.
I can't tell you how much that hurt me, Deej.
Well, I didn't do it to hurt you. I was frustrated. You weren't listening to anything I was saying. You just made your mind up about Viper, and that was it.
Look, I'm your father. Don't I have any say over who you go out with?
No.
It's not too late to change your answer.
Dad, I love you, and I respect your opinion. But you have to respect the fact that who I date is up to me.
I know that. And I do. I know I flip out sometimes. Truth is, I do trust your judgment, DJ.
Thanks, Dad. That means a lot to me.
But Viper?
Dad, there's a lot of things you don't know about him.
Yeah, like what?
Like, he's a really decent guy. I mean, he wanted to tell you about us. He's sweet and caring. And looks really good in leather shorts.
Willkommen and what's happening? Presenting for your polka enjoyment, Polka Pontus and his Beer Sausage 7.
We'll be right back.